In California, an incredibly rainy winter has started to ease up, but the flooding problems may not be over yet. The huge snowpack in the Sierra Nevada mountains is starting to melt. After flooding last month led to mass evacuations and millions of dollars of damage, some are calling for a new approach to flood control, one that mimics nature instead of trying to contain it. Lauren Sommer from member station KQED reports.
All the water that poured down the spillways at Oroville Dam did a lot of damage there, and for miles downriver.
It looks like a bomb's gone off. That's what it looks like.
I'm in a boat on the Feather River with John Carlin, about an hour south of Oroville Dam. He runs River Partners, a nonprofit that does river restoration. And we're looking at an earthen levee right on the water that has a huge gouge in it.
You can see this hole that develops, and then it just starts eating away. And on the other side of that is, you know, thousands of acres that would flood if it just eats through that little hole.
The levees were hit with a huge amount of water, almost 60 million gallons per minute during the worst storms. So this levee will need repairs, which is pretty common for aging infrastructure. But just downriver, there's a project that reflects some newer thinking.
All right.
Here, the riverbank has brush and trees.
Cottonwoods and willows and sycamores.
And they're caked in mud, almost over our heads, showing just how high the floodwaters rose. But that makes Carlin grin.
It's absolutely amazing to see. It's designed to take that.
This area is supposed to flood. It used to look like what we saw upstream, where the levees are right next to the river. But a decade ago, after a flood, the levee was moved back by a quarter mile or so, making this space a zone that acts as a floodplain. So when the river is running high,
water just spreads out, flows across the whole 700 acres, slows down, and has the ability to soak in.
And with less pressure from all that recent water, the levees here are fine. Carlin says this is how rivers used to work in California. They'd flood every year. Levees and concrete don't allow that to happen anymore.
A natural approach to flood protection is a lot more flexible and resilient.
And that will be key with climate change, says Carson Jeffries, a researcher at the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences. Warmer temperatures could make flooding more common.
There's always a bigger storm out there, and the events are predicted to become more extreme.
But moving levees isn't easy to do. For one, there are cities and towns built right next to rivers.
You're not going to displace people. That's the hard thing, is that so you really have to find those places that are primarily agriculture.
And restoring floodplains can be expensive, but maybe not if you look at the big picture.
It's interesting how funding restoration is considered expensive, but then when disaster happens, all of a sudden it's relatively cheap. And so this is really an investment in our infrastructure to try and minimize costs down the road.
California is deciding how to spend billions of dollars on improving flood infrastructure. So Jeffries and others are hoping that creating these floodplains is a big part of that. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Sommer.